What's up, bitches?
Hello, everybody. This is Jesse and
Maddie Healy.
I wish. Dude, can you be Maddie Healy for right now?
I'm so glad I'm here, Jess. Thank you for having me at Sheep Week. Legal marijuana. I love this song.
Everybody, anyways, this is Jesse and Nikki.
And outside to bring me everything.
This is going to go online.
I don't care.
So, yeah, this is a Streaming Sundays volume 24. And we're recording a fucking podcast.
People, young, surprise people, stop fucking with the fucking with the.
So yeah, you know how we always go live on Sundays and talk about our playlist. We're just recording that.
You just can't see us now. Lucky us.
Lucky us. Wow, that is really loud.
It's loud without your headphones.
Right? It's loud in the headphones, but it's not loud in the recording.
I'm holding my microphone like I'm about to start like hardcore screaming.
Anyways, right off the bat, the 1975, this song's called People.
People.
Everyone. If you've been slagging off, I don't know if that's a naughty word, but if you've been slagging off the 1975 in like their whole existence.
I don't like going outside to bring me everything.
This song is a perfect middle finger not only to those people, but it's just like, that's good right there. We don't want it to be too gone, but yeah.
That's cool.
It's Nikki's the DJ. She's controlling the sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of fuck words in this song, but it's brilliant.
It's necessary.
It's very necessary, I think. And I think when you listen to their, here we go. Bro.
Yo, drive this, like I do.
This is the band that wrote Chocolate, okay?
Yeah.
The same band. The evolution of the 1975 is absolutely amazing, and I love it. This song is so important. Go listen to it. Also, go listen to the song, The 1975, with Greta on it.
Baby Greta.
Bless support that child. Protect that child. Oh my God.
I've been praying for her every day.
That's amazing. She's a beautiful human being. Dude. Oh my God. This is just going to go so fast.
This is going to go way left.
Whoa. I mean, I guess we could pause, but like, you can keep it going. It's fine. If you feel like you need to elaborate, bro.
I'm in a lot of struggle right now.
Hello.
Yes. All right.
Here comes my awesome Korean.
Go for it. Do you want me to introduce the song? I'm going to introduce the song.
For it.
This is a K-pop group called Six, spelled with a C. That means complete, I think it's complete in the unknown, as in X is the unknown variable, which I just think is awesome. And yeah, this song is called What You Want, and it attacks me a lot. If you look up the dance choreography,
make sure you're laying on the floor.
Yeah, just lay down and
don't.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not. But like,
lay
just
down,
prepare
no,
yourself.
No, just get yourself an ice pack and lay down on the floor and just have a water bottle. As
because
well.
the end of this choreography.
Oh, it's stunning.
Just to give you a visual, I'll tell you when it pops.
It goes
in.
Like this.
Pelvic thrusting in my face. That is what it is.
The nerd.
Coming for you.
I don't know who. I tweeted this dude one night we were watching, and I.
You tweeted what? At Nikki Ryland.
Okay,
now I remember. Oh my God. I can't yell directly into the microphone. I have to yell away from the microphone.
Yeah. What you want, yeah.
Beijing
it's
Young.
Just, this group debuted in July, like the 23rd. No, not even a few, like a month ago.
Yo. My best friend's part's coming up.
This part,
his name's
you'll
Pia.
Hear it. You'll hear it. I'm just going to let you listen to this for a second. Okay? Hold on 1 second. I'll be back.
Go off, chick.
Don't mind me.
It's coming.
Oh, God.
Dude, he was just...
I mean, unnecessary,
God
but thank
bless
you.
Him. God bless him for having
the courage. The
confidence, even if he didn't have the confidence, to like, hey, do it like... Ah!
And he was like... is the softest creature I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know how much I should
swear.
Oh,
here swear. It comes.
Ready? One, two, in your face.
Just, that's how it goes.
Also, I'm sitting on a fucking workout ball right now, so dude, you can imagine the movement.
Okay.
It's cool.
That's great. Anyways, that group is amazing. Style, fashion, looks, music, kills me all.
Oh, shit, balls.
Oh, we about to get. Girl.
This is happening too fast.
I know, it's so fast, but it's kind of good. It keeps us moving. It's very chaotic in here, but not at the same time.
I'm sweating just a little bit.
All right. This is ITZY. The song is called Icy. And I'm here for these girls in a way that I've never been for a girl group. It took me a while to, get into girl groups, I suppose. But these girls throw the fuck down.
Also the choreo.
The choreo
the chorus
is fire.
It's so cute.
They keep talking.
Bitch,
I keep walking. Alright. This whole song is like a middle finger to the people who
it's
just
so
like... It's the cutest middle finger ever.
Yeah. If you could do Eggyo middle fingers...
This- Fuck you!
Exactly. Oh my god. But yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. I'm trying to... Their debut song was Dala Dala, right?
Oh. Shout out to my oma.
Thank you, Appa.
That means shout out to my mom.
Shout out to my mom. And what's up, Dad?
I know Korean.
Dude, a little bit. Because I always think it's going to go into the part from Dala Dala.
Same.
But it doesn't. And I'm just like, oh, different song. Different song. You know. I don't have a whole lot to say because I'm still very new to this group. But I... Ooh, excuse me.
They're really, like, sassy.
Dude, but...
But in a good way.
In a good way. In a really good way. You gotta put your mouth...
I don't... I can't. It's a little difficult.
Hey! Break it down.
They're really good dancers.
They are amazing dancers.
Have they done the covers of NCT?
Oh, I'm trying to remember who did the NCT covers. It was either them, Luna, or
I think it was
Evergirl.
These girls because they're really tall beauty.
Right.
I can picture her.
Right. I know who you're talking about too. But like the thing with girl groups is, I know there's two very different specific kinds, and then there's kind of like groups that meet in the middle. They're a little bit in the middle, but they lean more towards like going hard, like way going hard, instead of
true.
Being cutesy,
yeah,
like
posing
while they're performing. They like
actually dance.
They throw down, and they're amazing dancers. And I'm just like, this is what I'm here for. Please, just throw down, please. I need a girl group that throws down as hard as these K-pop boys.
Yep.
Just be like, show them what's up. And
they
have the potential to do that. This is a great song. Okay.
Segway.
Just boom, right into it.
Oh, this is. Is.
Is it I-Z? Is or I-Z? I don't know.
It's probably I-Z, imida.
I-Z, imida. I think it's called First...
What? First Kiss? Final Kiss.
Final Kiss.
The song is called Final Kiss.
Okay.
They're brand new children.
To us they are. They're not a brand new band though, but this is a Korean band. And I think they popped up in my Instagram feed. Dispatch posted about them because obviously this is a brand new song for them. And I, you know, DM'd it to Nikki because our Instagram DMs are insane. Fire.
We won't. Well, maybe later.
Sometimes you share things.
Sometimes.
In your stories. But anyway, I was like, I don't even know what I said. I think I was like, I think we're obligated to check this band out now.
Also, it was like, I think we should tour together.
Also.
Because Jesse sent live footage of them from one of their sets.
Right.
And like, they're fucking...
They're amazing.
They're really good.
Very talented.
Like, not that I thought they weren't, but just like seeing... Koreans do what we do when it's usually dancing
right.
and singing and performing.
Right, because you think like, K-pop, you think a group that dances.
Yes, not a group with instrumentation.
But that is not true. There are a lot of bands that are still, that they kind of get thrown under K-pop categorization, even though this is very much rock music, I think.
Rock pop,
but it's rock.
Alternative.
And a kid can get up there, man. And, like, their guitarist can shred.
Their music video's super cute.
It was very cute. Oh, my God. So, like, made me feel... Oh, he's shredding right now.
He's
Pause
shredding.
For the shred.
Kind of. I mean, it's just solid musicianship.
Oh, like, yeah.
You can appreciate
that. Like, I can't play like that. I mean, I guess I could if I wanted, but it's not my style.
Like, they're standing in, like, ankle-deep water, like, at a pool.
Dude.
And it's a lot cooler than that.
I'm trying to remember. There's a lot of cut scenes, like, to
Dude,
individual
some are, they're really
members.
Pretty shots. It's kind of whimsical, like, funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've only seen it once, but...
You know. Super cute, very, it's cool to find bands that sing in a different language, I think.
Yes.
Just in general. But, like, the music is still universal. Oh, because music is the universal language.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, I love
Oh,
me,
shit.
Eddie. Oh, another Korean band that gets thrown under K-pop. Ladies and gents, this is The Rose.
What was the song? Give me a call. We need to talk.
Right? The song is called Red. And I tell you, I am a fucking sucker for a chorus.
Yeah.
That was a very Michigander way to say for a chorus.
For a hoser.
A hoser for a chorus. And the ending of this song, I'm also a sucker for... Some O's, some good, like,
some
oh,
fucking
oh,
choir
oh,
O's.
Right? And it's, like, it's chill.
It
you
has almost
chill?
Like a soft disco.
Right, and then it kicks in right
when
here.
It does this.
Ow. Oh, shit. You really need to get a new splitter.
Yeah, that sounds Jeez. Horrid now.
Oh, I got it. I think. Just chill, bro. But yes, another group that is like, they've been around for
a little while,
2-3 years, but I always think it's really interesting when like, bigger, the groups, the labels like SM, YG, JYP, like, debut bands, because I think... I can't remember which one they're under. I don't think they're under one of those, but a pretty decent sized one. A label that mostly pumps out like K-pop groups,
oh.
like boy bands, yeah. girl groups, boy groups, excuse me. And they put out bands.
Good. They should do but, more of that.
Right? These guys are really good live too.
Yes.
A lot of live stuff has popped up in my YouTube and... They're
always
really
important.
Good. That is always important. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else does this, but Nikki and I always do this where when we find a band or a group or something and we see a music video, we're like, okay, I have to go see live footage of
yes.
this now. To make sure that they live up to it. And they do.
Because we do that with ourselves. For years. since we were teenagers, we recorded every single. It's just the monitor. Our monitor just decided to go for a nap.
Don't go to sleep. Okay.
We would always have our show be recorded so we could watch it back and improve on our set. And literally, you will see almost every K-pop group holding a phone after a performance to watch it back and then
they monitor,
go perfect
they,
it.
Yeah, they just call it monitoring. They monitor themselves so to play absolute or to perform at top perfection peak level.
Son.
Oh boy, where are we at now?
This is
this is
an OG, babe. This is Lee Taemin.
Taemin is the king of K-pop right now. Just king of pop in general, I think.
Yes.
Like, damn, let me talk to you about Lee Taemin.
He's also, he may be the king, but he's the baby
yes.
of SHINee, who is a very important group to us.
I think a very important group to K-pop in general. But
big
yeah.
time. But this little baby has been holding it down.
Oh my god.
While the rest of his group is over serving their 2-year
required enlistment over in South Korea.
So he's the only one left of the group.
Right.
Bless his heart.
Right. And I swear to God, the super group is just for Taemin.
It is.
Because he wants a group. I could be wrong.
Nope.
I could be way wrong.
No.
But I kind of want to believe
it.
That. He needs it. But this
also wait, I saw
okay.
I saw
go.
Fucking pictures.
What?
For Super M?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw
oh, yeah.
Mark Lee.
Yeah.
That little turd looks fire,
dude.
I love him more than anything.
I'm excited. People had mixed reactions to it, but I'm excited.
I'm
very much.
Stoked.
I'm excited.
I can't wait.
But this is off of Taemin's Japanese record. I think the whole record's called Famous, right?
Yes.
Right? And this song,
is called Exclusive.
Exclusive. I think this dropped on our way down to the studio, right? When we were driving to Indianapolis and we listened to it while the sun was setting.
Yo.
So, it was a moment.
On the highway.
On the highway.
The sky was pink and purple and orange.
Oh, yeah.
Going like 75. And then this, bam, bam, this happened.
Right.
It's such a throwback,
dude. It's great.
Like 90s as fuck.
But then like modern as all get out. It's so great. It's so great.
His melodies.
Yes.
His
vocal styling.
His fucking dance style.
Yes.
I actually found Taemin through
Jimin.
Taemina.
Yeah.
Him and Jimin from BTS did a collaborative dance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of the song.
Couple years ago.
Ooh.
It was a
I
couple
think
years ago.
Jimin had red, no, orange,
orange?
Hair.
Okay. It's amazing, though. A great performance.
Yeah.
And I love the way that Taemin, like, mothers Jimin.
Yeah.
It's so great. Like, boys' friendships in Korea are so much more beautiful than, like, I don't know. It's just a beautiful thing. They actually love each other, and they're not afraid to show it. And I know, like, yeah, guys over here can be like that, but it's not as, it's not like a prevalent thing. Like, they'll hold hands and it's not a big deal.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, be all cutesy with each other and it's not a big deal. So, not that it should be anyway.
No.
Like, it shouldn't be a big deal. Anyway.
Boys, hold your friend's hands.
Your
especially
boyfriends.
Crossing the street.
Boys, hold your boyfriend's hands. Oh, next
little
song. Taeyong, my doll.
Taeyong,
my little doll. He is my doll.
Dude, this kid is...
I love him.
You hear him and you're like, no way.
Yeah.
But then you see him and you're like,
oh,
definitely.
Right? Taeyong is in a group called NCT 127.
Skirt, skirt.
That we adore. Adore that group. And he just really... This isn't his first solo song, right?
No, he's actually done a few. by itself.
Yeah.
And done feature stuff.
Right, right.
But this is his newest single of this year.
Called?
Long Flight.
Long Flight.
By Taeyong. T-A-E-Y-O-N-G.
Taeyong. Sorry, we butcher it in our horrible American
Not
accents.
Even.
We try really hard to pronounce it
properly.
But yeah, such a jam. And the video for it is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, if you've never watched a Korean, like a K-pop video or like a Korean group, like their music videos, just go and be blessed, because they are visually, like, stunning. The cinematography, it's just, it blows everything out of the water over here.
We're
I think.
Hoping desperately with everything in us that we can afford videos as beautiful as that one day.
Dude, the dream.
The dream.
It's so good. And he's a rapper in the group. So when I heard this song for the first time and heard him
singing. This is my favorite part. The melody he hits in the skirt. It's so cute.
It is so cute. Like, skirts and thrah. Like, are funny, but
so proud.
That is very cute.
So proud of them. Every time they put something out.
Right? Yeah. Because.
I'm like, oh, cool. I'm done. Bye.
Right? I mean, the level of. I can't think of what I want to say. The pace.
I'm pausing for a moment.
Oh, you're pausing for a moment. The pace that they have to kick out music and content at. Is insane. So whenever they do, you're just like, oh, I'm so proud of you.
Dude.
Keep going.
It's a
Keep
time.
Keep going, man. Because that is not easy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, as you heard, this is Everglow. Dude, also another new girl group.
What the kids say?
Bro,
it slaps.
Slaps. You can bump that a little bit, man. Because... Also, a girl group that throws the fuck down.
Dude, this cadence.
Oh. Yes. Female rappers are important.
Hugely.
And in K-pop.
Also, bless this fucking pre-chorus.
Yes. Yes. Oh my god. You know, still learning it. But this song is called Adios. And they go, goodbye of Adios. Goodbye of Adios.
What?
Goodbye of Adios.
Bitch, goodbye of Adios.
See you later, bitch, basically.
Later. Oh, my God.
And the dance move, bro. The dance move is my favorite. You just have
Where's
to
my cheerleaders
up.
Out there? You remember fucking Eat 'em
up, eat 'em
up.
That is essentially what they're doing. Oh, my God.
Goodbye, Mario.
They're just like yelling it, which is amazing.
They're so softly yelling it.
So softly, yeah. Hit it. I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it. This is what Blackpink wishes Kill This Love sounded like.
Yo.
What? I
said
it.
It's not a lie.
No.
It should have been this hard.
Bro.
It lost
I had a lot of issues with that song.
Oh.
Sonically. I did. Like, the way production-wise.
True.
Dude.
There was
like,
no low end.
No. And this is all low end. Like,
this
I
sits.
Love low end.
This
Whoa.
Sits.
Like, I don't want to
throw hate.
Start controversy. But, I don't know. They're doing it, and they're doing it better.
As are they considered a rookie group?
Oh yeah, they're a rookie group.
So
they debuted at the beginning of the year, I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if you're gonna do it, go hard. And they have like 10 other dancers in face masks behind them, like in a V, like flying V style. God, it's just really good. And they're just whipping it. And then here's where they do the beat 'em up. Oh, sorry, I got you there, bro. Yeah.
And then they just extra throw down.
Extra throw down.
Goodbye, Guardia.
Yeah, Everglow. Proud of those girls. I know they've done a cover. I know they've done a cover dance, too. And it's just tight. Oh, my God.
Freaking. Oh, Sam okay. Kim.
I have feelings. Yeah. Dude, Sam Kim. Where's my
this
money?
This is kind of a different, what's the word? Style?
Yeah.
Stylistically?
Yeah.
Like, all the musicians.
For him.
Ship. The guitar solo.
Funky.
It's
got the funk.
I can't talk. I can't think of anything right to say right now.
No, you're totally fine.
Sam Kim blessed my life hugely when I found him. His album Sun and Moon,
whoa,
is heavenly. But this is so sassy,
dude.
Like,
and the kid can shred, like, dude, on the guitar.
His
and
voice
vocally
is, yo,
he rips vocally. He shreds on the guitar. Okay,
and he's like
21, 22. I hope he's 22.
He's just a young
kid, because that makes me feel horrible about myself. I'm like, be a little bit older, please, so I don't have to feel terrible about myself.
So talented.
Yes.
Can play anything.
Talent, that's what I'm talking about. Don't make me feel bad about myself.
He can.
Because I don't... I mean, we were all right when we were that age, I guess.
It's a different... Even from that generation to our generation...
Technically, we're in the same generation, though.
Sure,
but
as hell doesn't feel like it.
Right? But yeah. I still need to see the music video for this.
Same. It looked, damn it. It looks fun.
But yeah, it's just sassy. I've seen clips, but I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
Where's my money? Where's my car?
Like, he's normally a very wholesome child, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
So, like,
everything
this song is like,
it has a lot lighter feel, even if it's...
He's deep.
Yes.
So this was a different, side of him.
Yo, it's a good side.
Oh, dude, it fucking rips, man.
It's a...
Oh, baby. Like, what?
He's growing up, man. He's pissed. He's like, fuck you.
Right?
Where's all my shit?
Where's this shit I've worked for?
There you go.
That's what he's saying.
I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm right.
I mean, for the Korean that I can understand.
I just want to fucking sing backup for him.
Whoa. Sam Kim will be in your band if you need it. A little bit. A little bit. I can play your rhythm guitar and Nikki can drum for you. What is this?
Oh, wow. This is
all you. I know nothing about this. All right.
This is Noah Gunderson. This is from his new album. But this song specifically, it's called Lover. I listened to Noah a long... When he had long hair.
Long hair.
There was one of his albums. He's American.
Okay.
He's a good old American boy.
American.
There's a song called, like, San Antonio... That album, oh my God, inspired me to write a lot of songs.
Did it?
Very soulful, very acoustic driven.
Right. He sounds like someone to me. And I can't think. Oh, I know who it is.
Huh?
Because he kind of sounds like he has an accent when he sings. I'm trying to remember what the guy's name is. He plays acoustic guitar. sometimes, Ben something.
Oh, give me a second. Yeah.
And he's very British.
He's very British. Why am I brain farting?
That's who it sounds like to me.
I'm so mad right now. Why can't I think of his last name?
I want to say Dirty Hits artist name, but I know that's wrong. Ben Left something.
Nope.
Ben something. I can look it up on my phone if you want me to.
All my deep friends listen to him, too.
All your what friends?
Deep.
Deep.
My poetry friends.
My poetry friends. You got deep friends?
I mean, you have to be kind of deep to be friends with me. Oh my god, Ben. Like, all of my favorite driving songs.
Can you think of a name of a song real quick while we find this?
This is playing. This is a bad...
I'm sorry.
I feel really bad now.
Ben...
It's super simple.
Ben, British... singer.
And also, it was so cute. I saw Sam Carter post this song.
Oh, really?
In his story.
Oh, Ben Howard. That's who it is.
Ben Howard, Christ have mercy.
That's how it is. That's who it is.
Yes.
I was pretty sure it started with an H, but I wasn't sure.
One of his songs.
That's who it sounds like to me.
One of his songs was playing one time. Was crying really bad in my room because a bad thing happened and Mom came in and held me while one of Ben Howard's songs played. And then he was extra special forever.
Oh no, Maddie's going on a Twitter rant. Oh, Maddie.
Is he upset?
He's upset.
What's wrong,
He's upset
Matthew?
At NME.
Oh, Angel.
Oh no, Maddie. He's such a delicate boy.
Someone
you gotta be gentle with him. Because you know what pisses me off is people know that they can get a rise out of him and a reaction out of him. So they'll push and he'll go. Like, he'll give it to you.
He'll fight back.
But people do that to him on purpose, I think. And it really upsets me because he's such a passionate boy and he has such a heart for love and for change. And
he wants you to be as honest with him as he is with
right.
you.
Right. He's just honest.
And people can't be that.
They can't handle it, and then when he is that way and they post about it, he gets flack for it. And he talked about that at their Reading set, which was bloody fucking brilliant.
So stunning.
Oh my god, it was amazing. We live streamed it. Dear God in heaven. So yes. Proud of that band. Like, if you've been on the ride with the 1975 since, like, OG days, you get it. Like, come
playing,
on
playing in bars,
come on. But now they've just literally blown up and it's beautiful, so of course they're gonna get backlash. But shut the fuck up.
That's actually a great segue, because this song,
ooh, Maddie,
this song played before they debuted People on Animac.
Yeah, on Animac on BBC Radio 1.
This is Charlie XCX featuring Christine and the Queens.
Hell yeah.
It's called Gone. And when I first heard it, I was like, I couldn't like fully hear how much production was in it until I went for a bike ride and popped my Inez in and yo.
I've been so unstable. Dude, fucking hate these people. When we did our streaming on Sunday,
it's so good.
This is a unexpected bop.
Making me love.
Yeah, very good. Like the feel of it. Okay, we're almost done. That is gonna be great. That's gonna be kept in there. That was Dad alerting us to dinner is ready. I don't think we have a whole lot left here, but
we've got two more.
Okay, cool.
Baby.
But yeah. I again love. You don't have to turn down that much. It's
obnoxious.
I know, but talk. Then it's not.
It's there.
Right. We'll be really loud talking over it.
It'll sound just like this.
It'll sound just like this. It doesn't though.
It's cool. Probably crank it and confuse.
Yes. The sounds. Like the 80s vibe to it. Like, people who hate on 80s music really irritate me and make me mad, because a lot of those sounds that came out of that era we use today, just tweaked and modified. And people think 80s music is very cheesy, and I beg to differ. Nikki's just gonna sing to this one, so I guess I'll talk about it. Even though this was your pick,
like, singing,
actually, this was kind of
singing
a
with an English
pick.
Accent is just always
funner,
more fun, and English and French is just great.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, some of the songs that I've heard that you've put several Christine songs in playlists.
She gets it. She's like this tiny human being.
Yeah,
and literally, she can dance. Mm-hmm. She can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Literally, she embodies being an artist.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I wish I could be as much as she is. I've just gotta get my dance.
Ow.
My dance skills a little more honed in on them.
Honed in.
I'm a great dancer.
There is a sound in this song that sounds like the GPS signal loss noise. Will it do it again? Wait for it. Because when I first hit it.
It might have been more... it was coming through a small speaker.
No, dude. It still sounds like it. And then that is creepy, that vocal effect.
I like it.
So strange. Oh, that makes me feel weird, but it's cool. do it again. Is it going to do it again? Anyway, you probably heard it. It sounds like the GPS loss noise.
When you turn off your route and it's like bing bing.
Right, like adjusting, rerouting, or when it goes away.
That's cool, that's cool. We're coming up on our last two songs here.
Nice. I don't remember what they are.
Oh, Chanya!
Oh, dude, this is just like a great
I
summer
love a man.
Vibe song. This is two members from EXO, another legendary K-pop group. What's their subunit called? EXO.
It's
something.
It's EXO SC.
SC, which I think is their. His name and Chanyeol's name. Damn,
we
I
know
like
Chanyeol because of Memories of the Alhambra.
Go watch
it's the coolest fucking
Memories of the Alhambra on
ever.
Netflix. Just fucking do it, dear God. Get over it. Read the subtitles. Just watch it.
If you're a video game nerd,
yes, or virtual reality anything,
yes.
Holy God, it's
and
amazing.
I say video game nerd with all the love.
All the love. All the love.
'Cause me too.
Dude, nerd is not a dirty word. But yes, this is called
song,
What a Life,
yes.
And it's just a fun song.
The music video is adorable, too.
Right? The older I get, the more I'm like, you know what? There is nothing wrong with fun, light songs that make you feel nice and make you feel good. Because, you know, we've all been emo. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Grilled cheese?
Oh. Yeah.
I'll do one.
I'll do one. Bro, we just, dad's being the short order chef here.
I
now.
Guess so.
But yeah, it's, what was I on about?
The music video.
What was I on about?
Lighthearted music.
Lighthearted, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, you go
it's
through your
face.
It's
good for you, bro.
It's so healthy for you to feel good while listening to music.
Dude.
Music is important just in general. Music helps you grieve. Music helps you get your anger out. Music helps you be happy.
Music is just as influential as the people in your life.
Oh.
And that's...
Boom.
That's almost more important to have music... that you can use mm-hmm. when you need it, and then you can shut it off. You can't always do that with people.
That is very
and
true.
I had this conversation with someone on YouTube.
Nice.
YouTube. Over the song Hollow Crown by Architects. Because everybody everybody has a story with that song.
Oh my god.
So
yeah,
you know, music is healthy,
right? And I think that's a really cool thing, is everyone has a story.
You should have a balance in what you're listening to.
Definitely.
For your mental state.
Yeah.
And your heart, man, because that stuff really gets into you.
Oh yeah. It's subconscious. Music is playing everywhere we go.
Yes.
Everywhere we go. And I don't think a lot of people realize that until you realize that. You know, music is in the stores you go into. Music is in, you know, everywhere. At your work, I'm sure there's music playing.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. There should always be music in public restrooms. Just saying. When there's not, I'm just like, turn the faucet on. I can't do this. Fucking hell, talk about being emo.
So,
dude,
this pushes us
full circle.
Way back to
full circle moment.
Like 2004.
Yeah. Shit, bro.
Children, high school. Like,
does anyone know who this is? Say it right now.
Say it in your head.
Say it to me aloud.
This is Showbread, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck. Mouth like a magazine. Okay. This song kind of changed my life as a child who had to listen to Christian music.
Growing up.
God bless bands.
Guess
like
what?
Showbread.
Because your boyfriend can't read.
But, no, what's funny, though, is when People, by the 1975, debuted, Nikki was like, what the fuck, that sounds like Mouth Like a Magazine by Showbread. And so we played them side by side, and it was kind of just like a moment.
Your mouth is like
a magazine.
Yeah,
this album's from 2004, dude.
Damn.
Like,
TV, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Like, what?
In the church basement, bitch.
Yeah, when everyone's upstairs trying to get some Holy Spirit, we're down in the basement.
Headbanging to Showbread.
We're good. We're fine. Like,
we're
really
totally
fine.
Great, dude.
Dude, we've got
stories for days.
Dude.
Ask us questions, because dang.
Yo, send in all your questions.
Dude, I thought about it, but it was a little too late. For the next one, I think I'm just going to post, like, use that question feature in Instagram, and you can send us questions.
Definitely.
Ask us all the shit. We will spill the tea.
This band was so iconic, and we were so fucking lucky to open for them.
We played for this band.
At the mixtape.
Like,
10 years
ago.
When it used to be
Skeletones in Grand Rapids.
No, it was still the mixtape.
Yeah, but it was in that building. It was in Skeletones. It was still in the basement before the mixtape moved.
Yo, that show was probably one of the biggest, best shows we've ever played.
Dude.
Nearly sold out.
Dude, that little room was packed.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was.
They had TVs set up that would play like propaganda stuff in between, because I'm trying to remember what record cycle that was. Whatever the 2000, I think it was 2009, that record cycle, the Fear of God one.
Ah.
Or, yeah, I don't know. Fear of God is a clothing line, but yeah, no. It was something like that. It's that cover.
Yeah, no, the Fear of God.
Oh, damn. I was correct. Okay. I think I just hit my tooth on the microphone. I don't know if that came through or not.
Got it.
But, yeah. This band is insane. Yeah. So, like, the other night, this was, like, maybe a week ago, we watched a bunch of old Showbread music videos.
It was
insane.
For being like a quote-unquote Christian band at the time,
right?
They were super racy,
dude.
But
we were like,
awesome,
"Whoa,
dude!"
The shit Christian music put out, like, as in good shit,
more freaky than like what was on MTV.
Dude, they were getting freaky. Christian music was getting freaky. I don't think Christian music gets freaky anymore, man.
Nah, dude, they're too
Bring
scared.
Bring the freak back
they're
to Christian
scared.
Music. Also, just.
They're too afraid of
don't.
To like touch.
There's
us
a
worldly
that's a whole
people.
Other conversation. Jesus have mercy.
It's whatever.
It's whatever.
I know I'm loved by something bigger than me, and that's
you
all
know.
That matters.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let's just be decent, good human beings.
It
and that brings us to the end of our very
first podcast of Streaming Sundays. Hopefully, we're gonna do this weekly. That was pretty fun.
It made my body sweat.
Me
I was supposed to have a
made my body
I was
sweat.
Supposed to have like a quite big procedure done today and it got cancelled, so I'm going through like post pre-stress.
Right. It's just you don't have to do it anymore, so it's not there.
That's cool.
Alright, so the music's done. We're gonna stop. Join us Sundays live on Instagram. We're gonna record this and then we're probably gonna put this out on Wednesdays.
Sorry if
we'll get used to the
you
mixing volume.
You can't, like, understand anything.
We'll get used to it.
Let me know if...
Let us know how it sounds.
Let me know if, like, my Englishness from living in England for so long, when it comes out, if it's it's confusing.
No, dude, it's good. It's character.
It's kitsch.
Solves me.
It's fun. All right.
It's whatever.
Bye,
I'm
guys.
Super chuffed. Thank
We're
going to
go
eat.
We're hungry.
Bye.
Vegan for life.
Love you.